35. A peculiar boat with a peculiar cargo. It was a dark, cold and stupid night, according to Sergeant Booker. Stupid, he thought, because he had lost his day patrol shift in a card game and was now in the observation tower on Macaulay Point, swinging the port light back and forth across the empty waters, shivering and staring out at the Pacific, the perfect, natural harbour of Esquimalt stretched out before him. It wasn't like there was anyone who would attack the home base of the British Navy's Pacific Squadron. They had enough 6-pounder guns to ward off the Russians, if they had a fleet worth considering. And the Chinese were in Stone Age junks. Laughable, really. In any case, Britain already controlled the Chinese. The Americans, now they might make noise. He had been eye to eye with the Americans during the San Juan Islands Pig War, but they hadn't shown any sign of aggression for 20 years now. It began to spit rain, so it was now a useless, stupid, wet night. No one would be entering their harbour tonight. Which was why he was stunned to see a motored boat enter the bay and begin to circle in the open water. It was a type of craft he hadn't seen before, and there was no captain at the helm. He rang the warning bell, and 7 marines appeared within a minute. "Gloucester, you take the light, keep it on the boat," he commanded. "The rest of you, come with me. Let's see who our visitor is." He climbed into a rowboat and stood at the stern as 4 marines rowed, and 2 pointed their rifles at the target. The mysterious boat circled slower and slower, and the motor gurgled as though it would die at any moment.
"Ahoy there!"
Booker shouted.
"Stop your engines! Ahoy!"
The craft continued on. It took some hard rowing, but they were soon able to pull up to it, close enough to jump. Booker was the first over. The fumes were strong, thanks to the coal that burned in the smallest steam engine he'd ever seen. Lying across the bottom of the boat was a Chinese man, his breathing labored. He opened his eyes and said,
"Take my sock, Ritz."
"What?" Booker said.
"Speak English, man."
"What was that?" "Mr. Socrates," the man said. "Take me to him. I am his footman.